Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The last 2 days of October, the first 3 days of November. Big week for agricultural commodity markets as corn, beans took a dive, then came back again in a big way Friday. Also last week, record North Dakota land sale up in Pembina County. Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading gives us his thoughts on all of the above.
Not bad. Big day in the markets. Corn having a great day and a lot of exciting things to talk about. Let's go with the financial markets first. We had a Fed meeting the other day, and the Federal Reserve decided not to raise rates. But with the wording in that, they took it that the Fed is done raising rates. That's what the market's perceiving, and that they might actually lower rates. So with that, and we're seeing what we call in the financial markets like a risk on day. People are looking for assets to buy, and grain stumbled into that. We're seeing corn up 10, 11 cents as we start to end the day here. Seeing wheat up, seeing beans up. We've had a good bounce here this week in cattle. Just an overall good tone to commodities, seeing gold back above 2,000. And I think people will go home a little happier than they were yesterday, my friend. Yesterday, corn closed on the dead low at new two-year lows. I think that had people sad. Of course, soybeans are dealing with adverse weather in South America. And soybeans getting a little bid. So just looking over my phone calls, farmers are in a pretty good mood here as we go home on a Friday. Hopefully, our North Dakota friends and clients can get that out of the field. Things are calming down, or at least they're not covering as much, right? So there's still bad, horrible things happening around the world. Obviously, what's happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip, I don't hear about Ukraine as much in the news. It's all Israel, Gaza Strip. But of course, we know bad things are happening in all around the world. Yeah, and you know, I guess you look at America's the best house in a bad neighborhood. There's definitely trouble around, but when you're in North Dakota, things feel good. You're combining corn, getting big bushels, life's okay. Speaking of life's okay, have to add, how about those record land price sales up there in, Pembina County?
Yeah.
North Dakota, record land sale. Well, time to get your land reappraised, go to the bank. It's a good time to own land. Yeah, if you plan on your kids and your kids' kids farming, you're going to need land to do it. If you're wanting to liquidate and move to Florida, or Arizona, now would be a great time to do it. There's mixed feelings on both. But if you're a farmer, you're going to need the land. It doesn't always come up for sale. Great land doesn't come up for sale too often. And agriculture goes through good times and bad times. We've went through a good time. That's all I can say, my friend. I would imagine that these lower prices that we traded here in corn and wheat the last few days will bring exports, but all eyes on South American weather moving forward. And we have really, really bullish fundamentals, but open interest and speculation in the cattle market became a little too frothy. Noticed a big liquidation in live cattle and feeder cattle. That market has since bounced. Just an overall, how many cattle are out there? How is demand? And people's ability to speculate, and then on the opposite side of that, people's ability to hedge. So some people are buying cattle because they think they go up. Some people are selling cattle because they actually raise cattle. So the markets are doing what they do. Volatility should be your friend. Sometimes it happens a little too fast for all of us.
Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading. United Nations Food Agency's World Price Index fell in October to its lowest level in more than 2 years, driven by declines in sugar, cereals, vegetable oils, and meat. The FAO Price Index, which tracks the most globally traded food commodities, won 20.6 down from 121.3, but October the lowest since March 2021. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a weather break.